Hello and welcome to Proverbs. This is Brad Haven from 89days.net. Today is the 7th and we'll be listening to Proverbs chapter 7. But first, Scripture tells us that God blessed Solomon because he asked God for wisdom instead of power or greatness. Listening to Proverbs daily is a great way to grow in godly wisdom and knowledge. If you would like to have the entire book of Proverbs to download to your playlist for your daily exercise or commute time, go to 89days.net/Proverbs, 31 chapters with each chapter a separate MP3. Download from the website or also in iTunes. Now let's get started, Proverbs chapter 7, and may God bless you as you seek His wisdom.
Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my words. Lay up my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live. Guard my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Tell wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding your relative, that they may keep you from the strange woman, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked out through the lattice. I saw among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening of the day, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. Behold, there a woman met him with the attire of a prostitute and with crafty intent. She is loud and defiant. Her feet don't stay in her house. Now she is in the streets, now in the squares, and lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him. With an impudent face, she said to him, "Sacrifices of peace offerings are with me. Today I have paid my vows. Therefore I came out to meet you, to diligently seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with carpets of tapestry, with striped cloths of the yarn of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's take our fill of loving until the morning. Let's solace ourselves with loving, for my husband isn't at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. He will come home at the full moon." With persuasive words, she led him astray. With the flattering of her lips, she seduced him. He followed her immediately, as an ox goes to the slaughter, as a fool stepping into a noose, until an arrow strikes through his liver, as a bird hurries to the snare, and doesn't know that it will cost his life. Now therefore, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Don't let your heart turn to her ways. Don't go astray in her paths. For she has thrown down many wounded. Yes, all her slain are a mighty army. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the rooms of death.